It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Mac players, ballers, grinders. Yeah, I'm the real true pimp of the year. Will you feel me? Pimp of the motherfucking year. Give it up, give it up, and give it to me. A Big Mac, Cavalage, double deep sink in this zone. So I'ma get sick with it. Or give me Drank and Bomb and let me get with it. Yeah, cause I'ma be the biggest pimp of the year. Going around doing shit like this here. Cause a nigga is strong and wait too long when it comes to my ding dong. But bet I get a check when I sign on the dotted line. So now I know I gotta get mine. It's really no thing to make sick to be a real true pimp. Cause I had me a hoe or two or more way back in 80 fucking folk. That's when I was a teen, but my dick was still big to make a bitch bleed. See, and of course I'm slapping hoes, smacking hoes up and down the fucking avenues. And as I do that, I'm digging deep in the pockets for a fat gap. Feel me? I'm so goddamn bad that I had to kick off in a hoe's ass. Cause a girl tried to do me, ride off with a man in a Mustang pony. And I knew I'd catch up with her next day, read the paper, yeah, the nigga raped her. But I'm not tripping. Bitches like you want to keep on slipping. So I had to move on to the next young bitch that had it going on. And I'm not here to pump no fear. I'm just a Mac player, pimp of the year.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, hopped up on another cup of coffee. I only allow myself two cups on days where I interview. This is Talking Schmidt, and today on the show, we have Jeff Toland. It's the good stuff from Phil's. He was once seen wearing a wetsuit, skating on a skimboard with trucks and wheels.
Dude, he's so fucking bitching.
I got to give a big shout out to all you Rams fans that just bought merchandise in the last 3 days. Good on ya, but probably won't have it in a year.
They're out there with their poo-poos. And
as I mentioned, I'm going on my honeymoon tomorrow, and I will be taking next week off at the very least, maybe 2 weeks off. So enjoy this episode. When I get back, we will return to business. And I got some big surprises for 149, 150, and 151. So just you wait.
Has anybody noticed my t-shirt today? That's right. It's the Break Free Skate Shop Tribute to Blackheart. Break Free is the shop over in Oakland, ran by Big Hungry, Rainy, Julian, Aiden. And we all love Blackie. And I just sent Blackheart a message today, and I'm putting him on blast. I want you on the show. I'm just saying, Rick, let's do this, huh? Fucking hell.
Head on down to your local shop. Ask Blood Wizard Skateboards. Or visit bloodwizard.com for all your laundry needs.
Tickety tack.
All right, kids. Mahalo, keep those positive vibes for Cranny, and stay safe out there. Spring break woo.
Hey, yo, what's up? I'm Jeff Toland, and I'm on Talking Schmidt, hanging tough like the new kids.
Holy cannoli.
It's cool, like tonight is the night.
Yeah.
Oh, big dog's in.
Do we really want to be here?
No, everything's changed.
We on? Schmitty?
Talking Schmidt.
Talking Schmidt, dude.
You're going to come out different.
Shit my pants, lad.
Your Rolodex is fucking deep.
Holy shit.
It's about the one, the one, the one.
Who is this guy? Thinks he's tough shit.
What's up?
Come on, Schmitty, what the fuck?
Tell the skateboard police to come get me.
What is happening?
I'm here for Greg Smith. Yeah! Hey everybody, throw your Skull Bandits away, grab the fucking can of Kopi, because we ain't fucking dealing with you soft pansies today. We got Jeff Toland in the house, kids.
from a fucking houseboat in the Sacramento River, no less. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm good. How are you? Long time no see.
Yeah, it's been a long while. I'd say I'm pretty good. I had COVID New Year's Eve, and so like the first 2 weeks I was fucked, and then now things are pretty good again.
Yeah, I think I had it too.
Yeah.
I had something, that's for sure.
It's definitely going around. Yeah. So what's it like? How long you been living on a boat?
Oh God, all my life off and on. Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah. Ever since I was, I'd say 12, pretty much off and on, you know, for a while when I was skateboarding a lot, you know, I wasn't living out here, but, you know, traveling, but now it's just, yeah, I'm full time. And well, I did live with Jake Doomy for a while. Yeah. So.
Oh, in Ramona?
Yeah. I was in Ramona. Yeah.
Ah, what a crazy town that is, right?
Yeah, right. Fun as a kick in the throat.
One day I was up there because they have that annual vert ramp skating. And all of a sudden we ran into Markovich like at the market. And he's like, yes. Yeah, I live up here now. And we're just like, what?
Oh, in the corner, that corner market?
Yeah.
The little store. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. That was like the first place I went to after the lockdown happened. And I went to Ramona and they didn't know anything about it. It was like nothing had happened.
Yeah. They're in a void. It's, like, it's awesome there.
It's so crazy. What's okay. The grip tape Tolan. Where does that come from the Instagram?
Oh, I had to come up with something. It's my email. So I had to come up with something. So that's all right. What I came up with. Yeah, and it wasn't taken yet. So, oh, and yeah. I got some shit here. I got, yeah, buddy.
That's a good size one. I don't know if I have that large one.
Yeah.
I'm actually, I've been given the green light to do this documentary on him.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I think
I got this. I noticed your sticker.
Ooh, damn! Hell yes!
Damn, Brycey.
I was gonna ask you, are you a semi collector? Do you got a bunch of stuff?
You know, I used to have a bunch of shit bouncing from place to place. It's dwindled.
Yeah.
You know, but I got some good keepsakes. Like, I got this. This is my old my bus. Ticket from 88 of April on a Tuesday of the 5th, and that was riding the avenues with Tommy and them.
Bomb the hill, take the
the ninth,
the transfer, right?
Yeah,
just run it all. It's like a ski, you go down, go back up.
Exactly.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that was good times back in the day. 88.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then
man.
I got this, my letter from my first sponsor, Ron from Concrete Jungle.
That was your first sponsor?
Yeah. My first board sponsor was Concrete Jungle.
He's MDC, right?
Yep. The guitarist. Yeah.
I remember getting intimidated and busted at age 13 by the police. I remember my friend Tate Bryan shot in the back in Tampa, Florida for his first offense burglary. I remember the police firing into crowds and killing children because they were the wrong color. I remember the narcs in my high school trying to set me up for a big fall. I remember the police bringing dogs into our school and snipping away my rights. The police is the Klan, it's the mafia, and they're all on the police state, and they're out for me, and soon they're going to be out to get you. So you better keep going if you know it's good for you, and take your stand. I remember when I first went to school and said, don't be a joker, don't be a fool. Pledge your allegiance to the red, white, and blue. Thursday, it's going to be enough for you to say, Buffalo Roger, only has one. Watch them die in the heat of the sun. Take out the ball of people's guns. Nobody can do get away. In the USA, you gotta take a chance. Plan on staying free. The state is the land of living. They're trying to make a dead man out of me. I remember when I first hit the road. I'm working for the money, I owed. Came to Austin, I knocked my door. Crossed the board, now I'm running some more. City is getting me, ain't happened yet. Burning my fingers, last cigarette. It's time to remember, it's time to forget. Stuff I can do but get away. To the USA, gotta take a chance. Plan on staying free. The call is the land of living. They're trying to make a dead man out of me. I remember, I was starting to hurt how a man's supposed to be about his freedom. Bird, close to prison, finally dead. Meantime, living with a price in the head.
when there's a place to be. All right, don't you feel like me? Names of paper, face on sea. Nothing I can do but get away. In the USA, you gotta take a chance. Plan on staying free. It calls the land of living. Like trying to make a dead man out of me.
Yeah, he's an awesome dude. That dude's rad.
Did you go in there when Jake was working?
Yeah, yeah. That's when I was riding for him. It was like 87, 88, you know, and then 89. He was in there then. And Mike Johnson. And
shout out.
Yeah.
Tommy was working in there a little bit.
All part-time, too. Yeah. That was a little earlier, I think.
How did that go down? Did you make sponsor me tape?
No. I was in Reno for a contest, and actually Mickey got me on. Yeah, he seen me at the contest, and then I don't know, I was a little bitty thing. Yeah, I was small then. Jesus.
What contest was that?
Is in Reno.
Okay.
Yeah, Reno contest. Me and this guy Troy Clower and Don Bostic drove us. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Back when he worked at Ghost Gate. Because we were on the Ghost Gate, Team Ghost Gate.
Okay. I worked at Ghost Gate for a bunch of years.
Oh, yeah. The dad.
Yeah, with Dale.
The dad. The dad is bad.
The dad, he was just like, hey. He was like a full used car salesman. Oh,
picking up on everybody's moms.
Yeah, and his, like, I think it was either his son or his son-in-law ran this company called, like, Tangerine Turtle or something. His name was
Mark that.
And he worked with us once a week, and we always like tried to like trade so we didn't have to work that day. He was like the worst dude, like high tight shorts, roller skater guy, like tried to pick up on every girl.
Crummy.
Oh man. Where were you born? Were you born in Reno?
Sacramento.
So you've been there your whole life, besides bouncing around.
I've been here.
Your home. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at this one.
Oh, I saw that on your Instagram with the shirt. I need that shirt. 10-year anniversary Thrasher.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We got to bring that one back. 40 years. Make the 40-year version.
Oh, wow. Yeah. This was, Tony's Skater of the Year.
Oh, that was the first one.
Yeah.
Were you there?
Yeah.
Holy shit, where Pierre kissed him, right?
Yep. Yeah. I got food poisoning on the way home. I remember that. I was so sick.
Oh, my
God. Me and Steve-O Brockway, he took me.
Okay. Yeah.
Long time ago. Whew. And then I got one more here.
Okay.
Can't really see that one, but that's the seven stair. Yeah, that's Nick Trichet.
Oh shit. Before Diamond Life.
Yep. Trying to see what the hell was he doing.
It looks like almost a hard flip or something.
Yeah, it looks like that, or a pressure or something. I don't know.
Yeah, pressure flip, yeah.
Mm-hmm. With his chakas.
Oh man, were you a part of the original Think?
Yes. Kepper got the first model.
Oh, Kepper.
No, Kepper got the first model, and then right after, Fosco at Disco and Frisco asked me if I wanted to go pro. So, you know, and I was like, okay. And that was at Disco and Frisco, and then I choked, but. Yeah, I had the second board with them. Second pro model.
Was Think?
I still have it. Yeah, Think board, yeah.
What was your sponsorship like? You went to Concrete Jungle first, and then what was like the first board sponsor? Pal.
Yeah.
What years was that?
Yeah. Hmm?
What years was Pal?
What year?
Yeah. Was that like
89, 90? I think around there, 89, 90.
So I don't know if you remember this, but we were in Isla Vista partying, and we ran into you, and you had a key to the Powell place, and you let us in. We went and skated Powell, and I love telling this story because I'm friends with Chris Zed now. But at the time, Chris was all padded up and he was training by himself at like 11 o'clock at night. And we're like, dude, we just want to have fun. And he's looking at us like, what are you guys doing here?
Yeah, I used to have to go pick Chris up in Grass Valley. Oh, and then he would stay at my grandma's with me. And then she would drop us off at the Amtrak and we would take Amtrak to Goleta, to Powell.
Right. Oh,
because
wow.
You'd have to fly. It'd be too expensive to fly into that airport, I guess, you know. I tried taking the bus once, and that took me 2 days. Yeah, literally.
Sacramento to Santa Barbara.
I stayed the night at the bus station in San Jose and had to listen to the security guard tell me about how he could have made it in football if he just wouldn't have ruined his knee and did many things with him and stayed up all night.
Oh my god. I think the train you could take the train from San Jose to Santa Barbara.
Yeah, yeah. It's all the same track. I have to go through there when you're coming from SAC. So
it's
called the California Zephyr.
That's the one.
Yeah.
What was the highlight of the Powell days?
Oh man, it was they treated me good.
They did.
I loved Todd Hastings, man. He was great.
Yeah,
he was a good dude. And I met Frankie. I already knew Frankie.
Ooh, I'm kind of in the mix.
I met him, actually, him and Sasha. During Sasha's break from school, he took Frankie up to SF. And I skated. He skated that during that time, the avenues and all that. I was staying for a week at Tommy's house. He let me stay there for a week. I was 15 or something.
Damn.
He was really cool about it. It was definitely a highlight, you know.
Who in your mind are like the big dogs that like you would semi fan out as growing up, like that you looked up to a lot? If you had photos, they'd be on your wall maybe or something like that.
Chris Miller.
Shout out.
Chris Miller.
Yeah.
Style.
Just power style. Yeah. Balls out. Yeah, right. Of course. I mean the usual. I mean Chris Miller. I liked him, Mickey Alba.
Shout out.
Oh yeah.
Nicky Albo was sick.
Fuck yeah.
And of course, Gons and Tommy.
Ding.
Just, you know, those heads. Mickey was sick. But there was one guy from my local area that was way off the hook, super good, ahead of his time. He blew his, he ruined his knee. He couldn't ride anymore. And his name was Randy Smith.
Shout out.
Yeah. He rode for Alva. Yeah. I think he inspired like Ray Barbie a lot. Like okay. All the no complies and everything like that. That was all like Randy Smith. Randy Smith was sick. He was like the first guy. He was always so fresh, you know, like he wore like the mesh hats, the trucker hats way back in the day, all straight build and sideways and all. Yeah, he was tight. He was so good. Like backside ollie pivots up the high planners before we could even do any of that shit or even comprehend it, you know. He worked at Ghost Gate
in Sacramento.
And wrote for Alvin. Yeah. In Carmichael, Sacramento. He was sick. That guy was off the hook.
Who were the other Sacto guys? Were you skating with Ricky Windsor or any of them?
Windsor? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Windsor's, he's awesome. He still is.
Shout
he
out.
He never changes. Now he's just silver. He's got silver hair, but he's the same Rick.
Uh-huh.
He's awesome. There was, skated a lot. There was a guy who imported into SAC, and he was Curtis Stoffer that rode for Nautis.
Shout out.
He was rad. That guy was crazy. Still is, I'm sure, but you know.
Yeah.
He was sick. The frontside inverts on vert with no pads, and he would come in and hit his wheels on the coping every time coming in. Just like, and after drinking a case of like, was it 102 brew in the parking lot? You know, so bad. Just
the
get
worst.
Kurt, get out of the dirt. Stoffer. Yeah. Troy Clower was sick.
Yeah, Troy.
Troy was really good. And there was a bunch of people. I mean, there's little Matt Rodriguez.
Shout out.
I was his first sponsor. That's a funny story too. Yeah. because I tried to get him on Think, and Greg and Keith were like, you know, he's nothing but a damn obstacle skater. He just skates parks. And I'm like, no, he doesn't. No, you know, we don't know. And I, you think he's so good, you give him stuff out of your own package. And I'm like, all right, I will. So I did. And that's one of the things why I went to Chapter 7 for McGill, was because I said, if you put Maddie on, I'll go too, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then, but it's funny, they came back to me later on and said, we should have listened to you. It's so funny. But
that was before Matt was all jaw and everything, right?
Yeah. He was wicked fresh. Yeah.
He was
listening to Compton's Most Wanted, you know, MC8, you know. Yeah. Yeah, he was a little punk. Yeah, I love him to death.
Oh man, I gotta credit him as one of the first people, I mean, maybe day one too, but that rode such loose trucks that like you could barely stand on the board.
He got that from me. Actually, he gave me shit for
really?
Yeah, you can ask him about that. Yeah. I used to cut my bushings in half. They were so loose that, and I rode for Venture, that the old Ventures, sometimes my pivot would come out of the cup and my truck would spin off. My trucks were so loose.
Right. So for Think, you were in Partners in Crime video, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I hate video. Yeah, I don't like it at all.
Really? But yeah, why is like this? It's like too stressful, or?
It's like POW. Like they had a guy come out, they would fly a guy out, and I was like, okay. And then I don't know what to, like, where do I take them? It's like, fuck, I just go skating, and then, you know, I can't have some guy with a camera want me to go back and do something else and go back. But with Partners in Crime, that was Jake.
Was it
Jake? Yes.
Yeah.
I remember going to his house a few times during that filming thing and editing and all that.
That was the beginning. I mean, for him, I think.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then he ended then he up did. Having a huge fucking lot of shit after that. Amazing.
Yeah.
All the Plan B stuff. And he made the Danny Way documentary and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He blew up. Yeah.
He's
from. Worked hard.
Yeah, he's from my zone, so it's always cool. We like Peninsula Pride.
Peninsula Pride.
Yeah, he put Zawanich in the opener for the Plan B video, the one that had all the screens, and we were like, yeah, Paul made the intro. So stoked on that.
That's rad. Yeah, Jake's cool. And I talked to him, I think, a while back, and just kind of for, you know, message back and forth. Talking to him about how his dad was a savage. His dad's riding the bike thing with him, you know. They're doing that exercise thing online.
Yeah.
They're racing each other or whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I guess that's what it is. I don't know the whole gist of it, but some kind of exercise. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to talk to him soon, so I'll throw him. When did you meet Phil for the first time? Was that through Think?
I actually met Phil before he was on Think.
Like Confusion?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right around there when he was just Vert in his Confusion. Yeah.
That's when I met him. He had a Vert ramp in his backyard.
That guy was amazing how he just fully went from that style, you know, Vert, and just morphed into like just an all-terrain vehicle authority. It was so good.
It was insane. He went from being like Hosoi, like stylish, long hair, layback, like
exactly,
to like Mike Carroll, nollie flip, and you're like, wait, what?
Yeah, he got tech. Yeah. It was awesome.
Real cool.
He was very good.
It was so bummed.
Sucks at awesome. People. I don't know.
Yeah, I was Him watching.
And Branch.
I was watching the Partners in Crime part though. You all lead the Gons.
Yeah, that wasn't as hard as the other one that was by the bay, this long stair gap one. That one was hard because he had to ollie up it and get enough speed and do that one.
Like the bay blocks one, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the Gons one wasn't. It was easy for me because I could kick both ways, Mongol or normal. So it seemed a little bit easier if I did it Mongol, I think. It was easier for me to kick up there in that narrow area.
Okay.
And then I could set my foot up quicker, I guess, for, I don't know, it's weird. It's like a hop. Yes, I don't know. Yeah.
Did you have any favorite Think logos or graphics? Did you love that light bulb that was just like huge on the
That wasn't mine. That was mine. That was fucking Adam's, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine, I have one right upstairs I'm looking at now. And it was the one on the building where I'm thinking about jumping.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one's a good one. And then I have the other ones with the bubbles above my head. Just something to think about.
Okay.
With, you know, box. It was like, I can't remember. It was, I didn't do it. That wasn't my idea on that one. Or the other one, actually. I didn't have any ideas to think. It was kind of, you know, Cocker. He's doing it himself. You know?
Yeah.
They did it, and I just was riding and being a little brat or something and was young.
So what's it like when Fausto comes in and says, we want you to be pro? Like,
he can't read. Yeah, what was I supposed to do?
Dude, it's Fausto.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, yeah. Hey, Jeff. What do you think, Dolan? I'm like, okay.
That's a good impression.
What do you think, Tolan? We're going to do this. What do
you think? Yeah, yeah. I think, you know what?
Fausto was the best, though. He gave like people like us a chance. You know, he saw something in us and said, I think this guy can do it, even though he doesn't have the merits maybe for it.
Yeah. It's funny, too, because back then, a year felt like an eternity. You know, back when I was that young, you know, it seemed like, oh, I've been in the industry for so long now, and it really wasn't that long. You know, I had, you know, from getting writing for Concrete Jungle, it was only like a couple years, if that, you know, before. But I felt like, yeah, I've been in it for a while, you know. And,
yeah.
And it's weird. It's just time was, you look at it different, I guess, you know, nowadays.
So what happened? Did McGill come at you with a higher paycheck or something?
No. We were friends from, you know, back when I was writing for Pal.
For Pal, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, he came to me and he's like, he's thinking about doing a company, you know, and wanted to know if I was interested, you know. And I said, well, yeah, I got this one kid. If he can write for you, you know. And I, you know, I'm down. And so that was me and Matt.
Oh, okay. So it was like a package deal.
Yeah. I said, you know, I'll start it with you if Matt comes along, if he's able to come along.
According to Matt, that was an era where there was a lot of shit talking and pranks and hijinks and stuff.
Oh, between me and him?
I think so.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There was me and him one time. It was during the riots in L.A. Uh-huh. And we were driving through there in my old 69 Dodge Dart GT. And Matt was behind me and Mako, Robbie. And, Mako, oh, my God, they were killing me. I was trying to. And then Ped Ertz was sitting up front. And he was flicking my ears and shit, you know, all the way down there. And, oh, God, it's killing me. I wanted to kill him. Okay, but it was fun. But yeah, during that time that we could see the fires in LA, we were driving through the freeway to San Diego.
Right.
It was pretty sketchy. Yeah.
Did you guys go on any trips? Did you do some tours or like
me and Matt?
No, the Chapter 7.
No. Well, I went to Australia.
Huh.
And with Matt, well, I mean with Mike and Grant Brenton.
Was everyone, was it like Tony Hawk when McGill shows up? It's like, do the 540. We just want to see the
McTwist. Yeah. At a mini ramp.
Yeah. Just much. Do the McTwist already. We came to see the McTwist.
That was fun. It was in 92 February we went.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I was there. And that's when I first met Toss Pappas. Mm.
Okay.
And we were, We became friends after that, but yeah, he was seen as, it was like, fuck, that guy was killing it. You know, he was so good. Still is good.
Right.
He did the nine. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Yeah. He's a savage. That dude. Him and I lived with him and his brother for like a while back when they were in Carlsbad.
Oh yeah,
and that was him, his dad, and his brother. And it was like, I remember they used to go to sleep, and me and his dad would call up strippers and have them strip in his bedroom while we watched it. While those guys were sleeping, they didn't even know what's going on. Yeah, they were funny. His dad, Bill, he was a cool dude.
Oh shit! Yeah. I was looking through the video, whatever they're called. And it said you were in some video called Tales from the Street.
I didn't know that.
It was like a Mac Dog.
Oh, I was like,
is that called Sick Boys too?
Yeah, Sick Boys. No, I was in Sick Boys, the first one.
Okay, I never heard it. They probably got it wrong. I was like, what the hell is Tales from the Street? And I was like, I bet it's Sick Boys because it has Mickey on the cover.
But no, that's Sick Boys cover. That's a Sick Boys cover.
Right.
Mickey.
You were in that, right?
Yeah, but not skating, just being an idiot. I had a SF hat like yours, and I had a sticker on it that said "Kill Bon Jovi." Yeah, and I was doing this,
mouthing for the words, right?
No, I was doing like this monster face, like stretching my lips out. And, yeah, it was like some demo in Modesto or something. Yeah, it was pretty fucking. I was like 13.
That video meant a lot to us growing up. Like,
oh
this.
Yeah, me too. It was insane.
Yeah, so sick.
Julian.
Like uh huh. Yeah, Julian Nottis, Tommy, Mickey, Arco.
Even yeah, it was and also there was Luke Ogden.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man. All right. So here's the question. Would you rather skate with a helmet and elbow pads or skate a skimboard with trucks wearing a wetsuit?
I've done both.
Yeah. What would you rather do, though?
Oh, the skimboard was fucking fun.
Yeah.
That shit was fun.
How did that? Let's hear the story. Like, what's that?
Yeah,
how did
that it, was
you and Simon at the Back to the City contest.
Yeah. We entered it with those things. Well, at the time, Simon was managing Ghost Skate in Carmichael in Sacramento.
Uh-huh.
And so we were doing all kinds of stupid shit. We were like I grabbed like all No Fear gear one time and went to the skate park with rollerblades on and like did a bunch of tricks, like, because I used to roller skate before I started skateboarding. I was on a speed skating team or whatever.
Right.
And then, we were like, all right, what do we do? And Simon comes up, let's do skimboards. And I'm all right. And so we got some I can't remember the name of them, but they were super good, man. They were heavy as hell and they hurt when they hit your shins. But we made those, we got them from Ghost Skate. We measured them out, put our trucks and wheels on them. But like you could pop with them. I mean, it was good. They weren't the big ones. They were smaller Jay Gordons.
Oh, okay.
What they were.
Right.
And so that was, you know, one of his kicks. And I kind of, you know, went along with it. It was fun. I mean, I think switch dance, front side big spins on mine, like do those. And they would catch. I mean, they were fully caught. It was crazy. It felt good with those things, but the shinners hurt. He could do like what, kick flips, double kick flips, heel flips. He was getting it. It was fun.
Do you think you guys did that kind of like, let's think of something funny? Or do you think it was actually derived from like, fuck contest?
Yeah.
Let's take a piss on the contest.
Yeah. It was that. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It was, you know, we were just in our own world. We were having fun, you know?
Right.
We were hanging out all the time, every day. And he lived at Clower's house at the time. That's where he was renting a room. And yeah, we were just enjoying life, I guess you would say.
Was that Sonic? Who were you skating?
No, it was
for?
Before Sonic. I believe it was before Sonic. He was kind of in between, you know. Remember, he was like Label.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then from there, because he was team captain for Label for a bit.
I forgot about that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Huh. And then he started Sonic after that,
Brent. and O'Brien, Gavin.
And that's kind of the era where San Jose had the Kennedy Warehouse.
Kennedy Warehouse, and then they had the second one too.
And I would see you. You'd skate there a bunch.
Oh,
right?
I was there a lot. Yeah, because I was spending a lot of time staying at the Punk House on 11th and Santa Clara Street.
Was that with JJ?
Yeah.
And now, another first impression with JJ Rogers.
Oh, man, he was great. First time I met him was at a little, like, contest in, I think, Sacramento or Roseville, somewhere right there. And he was probably 12 years old, little dirtbag, screaming. And I remember him slapping him over, like, a frontside slappy and then coming off on a parking box and then rolling off, like, a backside 50-50. Just a big old water chew in his mouth and just wild, like an untamed beast, you know, but he was a little kid, you know, like Hellboy or something. But yeah, man, it was fun. It was like that. Yeah, and then it was like shortly after that, we're hanging out with him and we were over at our buddy's house in Rockland, and Tolan shows up, we're in the hot tub together, and he's like, "Hey, look at this, poo balls." And he like pulls his pants down. And he pits his legs over the hot tub and puts his butt right to one of the jets. And so it fills up his butt with water like an enema. And then he just turns around and he's like, "Poo balls," and just shoots them out of the hot tub. Yeah, he was great, man. It was fun.
Yeah, so ask him about the pass out Punisher. Yeah, I made this thing. Yeah, I made it with a power cord and a stick and two nails. And I tied off on each nail on the stick and plug it into the wall and shocked him when he was passed out and blow the circuits. And I'd have to like reset him. Me and Jay West and Todd was passed out.
Todd, yeah, Prince.
He lived with Todd.
What a gnarly fucking crib.
Oh God. Yeah. One night, I remember it was before the contest there. And I remember we wake up in the morning, we go out on his porch and there's Pierre sleeping in a bunch of boxes for blankets. He's like, "Hey guys, hey, what's up? JJ, Jeff." I'm like, "How'd you get here?" He's like, "I skated. Skated all the way from the city.
Left Tuesday."
Yeah, he's so rad. That dude's awesome.
Oh man. Is that the house where the is that where the Beautiful Men kind of evolved?
BMC? Yeah.
Is it? Mm-hmm. You gotta pay your dues to get in or something, right?
Yeah.
It was almost like a frat club or something.
Yeah, it was like
you gotta get whipped to get in.
Yeah, you gotta be in the debauchery.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to get worked over. Yeah, there was some fun stuff we did there. Like me and JJ one summer staying there, we had an Alhambra gallon of water bottle that me and him chewed and filled it up with spit. And we'd have to release the pressure. It was getting so rotten that we'd have to take the cap and go, and it would just. And then one of the kids, there was some kids from New York, some kids from New York that skated and lived upstairs, and we asked one kid to do it, and he drank it. Took a big old drink of it. It was gnarly.
Whoa,
gnarly.
Damn, that's like I heard rumors. I'm sure they're true. Like that, Ricky Windsor used to like do for money, like ashtrays or something.
No, well, he did the ashtray at a McDonald's, I think.
Uh-huh.
But it was Curtis that did all kinds of party tricks.
Oh, really? Stopper.
Yeah, where he would shock his dick. Yeah, he plug in. He had a where he got his foreskin. You know, he had a little hole there, whatever, from his. And he would put his clip off his keychain. He had a chain with keys, and he would stick the keys into the socket, and then have it connected to his dick, and it would smoke and just like, oh, it'd blow up. For like a beer. He'd do it for like a beer, like a Hams.
It's like, I just want to do it. Just give me anything, and I'll do it.
Yeah, he didn't care. He was just going for it. He was on the what was it? Fucktards. Remember the cover of Fucktards? That was Curtis.
Oh, that's Stopper. Him on the cover?
Yeah. Yeah, where he's the hippie chicks are on the floor.
Yeah, yeah.
In the kitchen, and he's got him in the doorway, like, oh, no! You know, with his drinking vest on. Yeah.
Is that the same place where Andy and Cardiel are like making themselves Project Volume?
No, I don't think so. No, I think that was in the city somewhere.
Okay.
They did that, yeah.
But yeah. Oh, man. What's some cool stuff you've done with Cardiel? You've been kicking it with him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. We talk a lot and we hang out as much as possible. He lives about maybe 10 miles away or 5 miles, I think.
Uh huh.
He's right downtown. Outside of downtown, I guess. But yeah, I don't know. We just went on a road trip not too long ago. We've been riding motorcycles a lot together.
Yeah, he just started learning the motorcycle, right?
He
rode his motorcycle on the freeway for the first time when he came to meet me. And he was like,
dude. He was scared of the freeway forever.
He was shitting. Mm-hmm. And now he's like probably going 100 or something.
Oh, yeah. He's all over the place now. Now, yeah, I remember I could never understand because when we first started riding, he'd want to go like all back roads and well, let's just get on the freeway. So, dude, I don't know, Toll. I don't know. And I'm like, come on, dude, it's safer on the freeway, actually. It's like, come on. But now, yeah, he's just splitting traffic, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if he's the best guy. Like, I don't know if motorcycles are the best idea for him.
Yeah, he's fucking insane. He's fun.
Me and Toad were like, dude, John,
Toad's rad.
Yeah, Toad's my friend still. Like, we hang out a lot still.
He's awesome.
Yeah, Grass Valley.
GVs.
Yeah.
You know, LOP Posse.
No, that's right.
Lake of the Pines.
Yeah.
LOP Posse.
It's not Grass Valley. It's Lake of the Pines. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm like it's one stop. It's like one exit. Come on, same shit.
Yeah, basically.
What about you? Got a good Tobin yelling story? Because I know one, and I'm wondering.
Oh yeah, I do with Cardiel. With Cardiel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that one was a great one. That was we went to San Leandro, I believe that's where it was, to go stay with JJ, and me and Cards were. It was like. And we were at some party and it got broken up. We're like, fuck it. Let's just mash right now. It was like 2 a.m. Let's just mash it to San Leandro. We'll go see JJ. And Cardiel had his sister's little Toyota car hatchback, a little bitty pile. And we get in that thing and we don't know where we're at. And we ask this one dude, he's like, there, he's sketchy, dude. So sketchy. I think we were in Fairfield or something like that. Asking him, you know, hey, man, we're trying to get here. He's like, yeah, follow me. And the guy was doing like over 100. And Cardiel's just driving. It felt like our car was lifting off the ground. We're going so fast. I'm like, dude, he's trying to get rid of us, dude. Let's just, and Car's all, no, dude, he's just comfortable. This is his zone. And we're doing like 110 in this car. And then we finally get there. And then Tobin shows up. And then the next day we get drunk. And Tobin and Cardiel are drinking Jim Beam. Tobin blacks out. And then he just becomes an idiot. He throws like a chair and it sticks in the wall at JJ's house. So they were like, okay, that's it. So we hogtied him with duct tape. And we gave him a brick out in the front yard. And we left him in the front yard all written on his face with a brick as a pillow.
Oh, my.
And I was sleeping on the mini ramp. In the garage, and I hear all these sirens. I see these lights going, and they're asking them. It was the cops, it was the ambulance, and the fire truck. And they're asking him, are you all right? You alive? He's like, oh, yeah, yeah. And then he's all asking him his name. He's all, I'm Jeff Kendall. I'm Jeff Kendall.
Why are you hogtied, bro?
Yeah, you okay? What's the matter?
Yeah,
he was totally hogtied. In his back and his legs and his arms are all like duct taped together. He's being an ass, you know. So
yeah,
he's
you,
drunk.
You black out off Jim Beam, you don't know what's gonna go down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then there's like another time me and Cardiel. I used to live at my grandma's, and I was watching the house for a week. I think I was like 17 or something. They were out of town. They went to New York or something. And it was me, Julian, Randy Colvin, Cardiel. And we were, and I think, oh, and Sean Martin and my friend Jack Roach. Anyways, we decided to do ass. We take a bunch of acid. And I had a goat named Burly Goat. This goat was like, had horns, and it was like, I remember we were in the backyard and had an acre, and we were in the backyard, and Cardiel's up in the tree, scared of the goat, screaming, frying his balls off. And we had some girls over in the other side of the field that had laid out a blanket, and we were squirting them with water, and like, oh, it was just so much fun. It was fun. And yeah, it was fun. It's the same goat in Partners in Crime.
The one you're like backing up to?
Yeah, where I'm riding my BMX bike in the field. Yeah, that's a Burly Goat. Then I had another goat that was even gnarlier. His name was Yammy. Yamsack, because his balls were just huge. Yamsack. Yammy Davis Jr. was his name. That dude was a dick, man. He would get out and fucking try and fuck the neighbor's horse. Tried to fuck the neighbor. He was a dick. Had to get rid of him.
Horny ass goat.
Yeah, my friend brought it over, and it was all tied. The horns were tied in the back of his truck. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? That's fucked up. He's like, dude, you don't know this goat. You know, this goat's an asshole. And then my sister's all drunk at the bar I was bartending at. I was like, oh, yeah, grandma needs a goat. He can eat the grass, keep the grass down. I'm all, and he's all, you guys don't want this goat. And we kept on. And he's like, all right. And the first night, it almost broke my arm getting it out of the truck. It rammed in me. And, oh, man, it was a nightmare, that goat. Yammy.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, we should have left him in the truck. He's brutal. Yeah.
What about the Big Brother video?
Which one?
Wasn't it Dumb, I think?
I don't know.
Weren't you in it?
No, I was in the Depends Olympics.
The Depends
Olympics. Yeah. Me and Steve-O and Trujillo. I think, yeah, we had 101. We had to drink 101 shots of beer in 100 minutes.
I remember that.
And then we had an obstacle course, and then we had to do different things. So I wound up, I don't remember because I blacked out, but everybody was filling theirs up and leaving a bunch of foam. They think they were going to get away with it that way. But I knew better that I'd have to fill mine all the way up so I wouldn't throw up because of, you know, the foam. Right. So I got a gold medal in drinking and air guitar. Yeah, it was good. It was in Pasadena at Heather that worked at Big Brother.
Big Brother, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What was it for? Was it just an article, or did they make a
movie? Yeah, it was a Carney and article for them. Oh, and Steve-O was in it. Yeah.
Steve-O's yeah,
he
good.
Got extra points. He got extra points if you shit your Depends, uh-huh. And if you were able to pee in them. I couldn't shit, and I really couldn't piss at the time, so I didn't get extra points in that area. But he got the obstacle course. He won that one.
Is Steve-O from Sac?
No, he's from San Diego.
Yeah.
He hung out when I first met Steve-O. I met him at Danny Way's house.
Oh.
Yeah, he was doing, you know, he'd come by and they'd smoke weed or whatever, you know, and he'd do tricks. You know?
Yeah, he's always been that guy, right?
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I just saw they just did a new Jackass movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Those guys are killing it. It's insane.
I know. I'm an idiot.
Could you have been involved with that?
Yeah, the first one. And I was trying to be loyal to a buddy of mine, and it wound up going bad on that one. Like I wound up getting screwed again on that, the whole bar thing. I was, you know, bartending for him. He just opened up the bar, and Tremaine got me, he offered me a job as a production assistant, and I would get parts in it. So I would have gotten the part with being the ref or whatever, you know, for the boxing match in the store. And I turned him down. And so he's a little butthurt about that.
Oh,
I guess. And I'm butthurt too, because, you know, those guys, they made a killing on that one.
I know. It's insane. I went down to Dave England's house and like
I love Dave.
He's the best.
Yeah, he is.
I love
that guy's so rad.
I know.
I used to hang out with him like and when he lived in he was living in where was it? Oh god damn it.
He's
Squaw Valley.
Oh really?
And he was living there, yeah. And I remember he got back from Transylvania. Not Transylvania, but what was it? Where the original Vlad the Impaler, Dracula. He went to that castle and everything while he was over there snowboarding. And he brought me back a present. It was a necklace of Vlad the Impaler. And he had a sharp nose on this thing. It was like made out of like ceramic head. And it was heavy as hell. I remember the first night. And then we went out partying. And I was like doing the centipede or some break dancing or something like that. And it stuck. It stuck, Vlad's nose stuck in my chin, like, because I was doing this, and it stuck in my chin, and I kind of yanked it out. Yeah, it was pretty fun.
It's always good times with those guys, man. It's,
oh, yeah.
It's crucial to laugh and have a good time. Like,
oh,
whew.
And laugh you do with Pettit and him. And,
right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, did you get into snowboarding?
Yeah. Yeah, where
you were doing like with
yeah, well, I Duffy
and Pettit and the Tahoe dudes.
Yeah, I hung out it with them.
Like
I lived
Type
in
A, right?
For a few years.
Oh,
yeah, Truckee? That was their company.
Right.
Yeah, I was living in Truckee. They were in Squaw.
Okay.
And yeah, and I was, well, because Noah lived in Sac, Selaznik.
Right.
And he got me all back into it, you know, because I snowboarded, I mean, so long ago to where you'd have to get certified at Boreal. They wouldn't let you ride a lift or anything back in the day. You'd right. have to hike up all day, and then they'd see if you were okay to ride the first lift. Then they give you this pass, you know, saying that you could ride this lift, and then maybe you could move up to the Black Diamond or something. It's fucking Boreal, dude. It's like, come on, dude.
Man, yeah.
But that was like in 86. I mean, I was going up there. Ghost Gate used to do these bus trips, you know.
Right.
And I would take it and I'd go in there.
Now they got Jurassic Park.
I named it Jurassic. Yeah. I won a free password. Yeah. I was at Noah's house, all hammered. And it was during Jurassic Park and they were all talking about jibbing. So I said, fucking Jurassic Park. And then they submitted it and I won.
Wow. That's hilarious. What year was that?
No.
So I got a password. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Who are some of the rad dudes? Like, did you know Damian Sanders or any of like the full on snowboard dudes?
Yeah, I know Palmer.
Palmer yeah.
Rips. Yeah, right. He's so rad. I love that guy. He's a good dude. And another good skater and snowboarder would be Rankwit, Mike Rankwit.
Oh yeah, from Seattle, right?
Mm-hmm. I was getting boards from Bert Lamar. From Lamar for a while.
Oh, that's
good. And Bert's awesome. He was cool. He treated me good. And then there's also Hetzel can skate and Rocket Reeves is my buddy. I love that guy.
Yeah.
That guy's awesome. Oh shit, what was I gonna show you? I got something here. I'll show you. Where is it? Where'd it go? Oh, here it is.
Oh whoa, dude.
Salaz. That's his driver's license.
That's heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. What's up with Turvo?
I don't know. I haven't talked to Turv in a long time. Oh, this expired in 2020.
It was Noah Turvo and Aaron Vincent would just
AV the weasel
the vert ramp. They were just and the style of AV.
Yeah, sickness. But Noah was Concrete Jungle.
Yeah. Was that you in the subscribe to the chaos ad where Mickey Reyes is?
Swimming? Yeah, no, he's jumping. Yeah, jumping over fish. Don Fish was jumping over me.
Right.
Yeah, I was like 13. Yeah,
that's you.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, that was at MDC concert out there at the first disco in Frisco.
Oh shit.
Yeah, yeah, that was the MCM and the Monster show.
I loved him. So DJ Paz and Ruben Orkin's brother, right?
Yeah. Was, yeah.
I forget his name. Miles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was me.
Are you into baseball?
Yeah, I was. I played until I was like almost 18. I played senior majors and all that, you know, for school ball, whatever.
favorite player?
But no, I don't really watch it. I mean, I've been. Oh yeah, that's my favorite player. I got Doc Ellis right here. I got his card. Here's one of his cards. It's Doc.
You've seen the little video?
Oh yeah, hell yeah! I got it here. And I got it.
The no hitter on acid.
No, this is the best right here.
Oh, that's a good one.
Autographed.
No way.
Yeah, Ellis. Yeah, my favorite player.
Oh man, that throw, the no on acid is the best YouTube video of LSD. All time. It's the best. Yeah. You can't beat that one.
I love it. I own it. I own that video, that documentary.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I just have it. I paid for it forever or whatever, you know, so I can watch it whenever.
Right.
That's fucking bad. I watch it as much as possible. I always make people watch it. Shit. It's kind of like North Shore. It's a classic.
if you have not seen this video of Doc Ellis throwing a no-hitter on acid, just drop everything right now and go find it and watch it. You will thank me.
Yeah.
Just Google Doc Ellis no hitter and it'll come up for
LSD,
sure.
LSD no hitter. And then you'll see the best documentary ever. That guy was high his whole career, he said. His whole career he was on anything. Anything they threw at him, he tried.
I love the part where he's like,
the next day, which I thought was the next day, she told me, you better get up. You got to go pitch. I said, pitch? I pitch tomorrow. Hell, what are you talking about? Because I had got up in the middle of the morning and took some more acid. She grabbed the paper, brought me the sports page, and showed me. Boom. I said, oh, wow. What happened to yesterday?
What happened to yesterday?
That is my favorite. That is
awesome. Rest in peace, Z.
Have you been doing a bunch of stuff with remote controls?
I kind of slowed down, but for a while I got all kinds of remote control planes and everything.
Like
planes. Yeah, bigger ones. Like they got 2-stroke motors in them, like 55cc 2-stroke P51Z Mustang. It's like 86-inch wingspan that I built. Yeah,
and then pretty you fly boats. Them.
Yeah, crash them, fly them. Yeah.
You crash them. I got a drone and pretty much I crash it almost every time I use it. I cannot fuck with it. It's so.
Yeah, that shit.
They're fun.
Yeah, I got a drone. I got a couple of those and they're way fun. Like I got boats that are like 6 feet, almost 6 feet, and they're double engine 2-stroke motors in it. Like the same motors in a go-peds, you know, those go-peds.
Yeah.
Right.
Like you could put a dog in it. Could you put a
easy. You could put a dog. Yeah. You could probably lay on it and ride it. Yeah. Yeah. They do like 60. They're pretty crazy.
Where do you do that? In the river?
Yeah.
Or take it to the lake? Or?
Yeah. No, take it river right here. I just drop it right in the water and go.
Okay.
It's pretty fun. And then my float planes. I have one that was a biplane. I put floats on it. And that thing was great. I have videos on YouTube, my page.
Okay.
That has it. Yeah, they're pretty. It has a boat and then one of my float planes.
I got to check this out. Yeah, Toad told me you were pretty into that stuff. He was like, you got to talk to him about the remote.
Nerding out.
Is that true? You really got a new grill?
Yeah, because of cancer. Yeah, I was I had stage 3 cancer, throat cancer, and from the radiation and chemo, it just tore up my upper teeth. Were gone. I guess that my oncologist said it shrank my blood vessels that supplied my teeth, the blood flow.
Uh huh.
So I had to get a grill.
So you got the same thing Andy Roy's got?
Yeah, they're all implanted. Except these aren't the permanent. These are just the temporary. Yeah, there's 6 implants. There are 6 titanium
They put bolts, like they're just bolted in. He's like, yeah, I can never get cavities. I don't have to brush my teeth anymore.
Andy, he got the movie star grill.
Little big and a little too white. It's
mine's
like,
all mellow. I got mine all undercover, like match my old yellers.
Yeah, I think he's hoping for a rebate or something. He got his, like, I think he got his done for free, though. Like, they were we want to work with you, so we'll do it for you or something.
Wow. Yeah mine, dope. It wasn't free, that was for sure.
Yeah.
Like $27,000. Yeah, brutal. And I remember I was riding my motorcycle because I got them done in Auburn. I was riding up to Auburn, and at one point I had like $13,000 in $100 bills in my pocket. And I'm like, well, maybe I could just go stop at like Wishing Well and buy myself some Dracula teeth and call it straight and use this money for so many other things. But I'm glad I did it.
And now, another first impression with Eric Lanto.
All right, I've got one for you. So I also enjoyed a nice fresh can of Copenhagen, just like Tolan and several of the other boys. He had a trick called the half canistan, which was hilarious, unless it was taken from your can. Great party trick. What up, Tolan?
Are you still paying attention to skateboarding at all? Like, do you watch videos that come out nowadays?
Yeah, I still roll around. I got a board, a new board now. They're making. Here, let me show you. I got this thing. Look at these suckers here. I got a few of them here. I got this board, and made by Legend. They're making it.
Oh, tight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's got the Go Skate logo. Yeah.
Yeah. Sick. It's got Copenhagen and an RC plane, and a chain wallet. Yeah, and then see that's
who does
Corey?
That?
Corey at Legend. And then this is a Windsor board. Ooh. That's my.
Oh, sick.
And then I got a Snaggle.
Oh, Snaggle. Dude, I haven't heard that name in a minute. Is he still in SAC? Is he in SAC?
Yeah, he's in West SAC. Okay. I just seen him not too long ago at Doggins' 50th birthday. Him and Wade, Spire, Solomon.
Oh, that's a good one. Or who made, is that, what's that?
Bow.
Damn. Damn.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, Wade is, I think we might meet Wade at Rippin Skate Park on Friday, actually.
Oh, awesome. Wade's awesome.
I know. He's so crazy. Like, we went by his house and he had to show me every inch of it. Smitty, come here. I want to show you.
Come here. He's like a kid. Yeah.
He's like, hey, want to drive my truck? I bet you can't back it up.
I went on a ride along with him. Rode with him one day because he's working in SAC, and I hooked up with him and went for a ride one day.
Oh, sick.
With old Wade.
Yeah, he hit me up about some pool they were demolishing in SAC, and he's like, can you get like a rad dude and I'll come in with my tractor and we'll have like the photo, like just get it all fired up. I was like, you're the best.
Yeah, Wade, he's so rad because he wears the Wranglers and like he's a good old boy. Danville boy.
Such a good old boy, like forever. He's wanting to build a bowl in his backyard with Red and like do this whole thing. And he's like, we'll get Cab and Danny Way and they'll be jumping bikes in the background. We'll have fires. Like, it'll be sick, dude.
Yeah, Doggins like him. They got property. I think they're pretty close to each other.
Yeah, he's like, got like,
I don't know if you ever met Doggins.
I met him back in the day, but I haven't seen him lately.
Yeah, he's done good for himself. He works for Tykert. He's a heavy equipment operator.
Okay.
And he's got like, but he's super good at moto. Like, so he's got like the newest KTM with traction control and like, and he's got his own track in his backyard. It's sick. He's a nut. That guy's nutty. Oh, he's always been nutty though.
Fuck yeah. That was the first time my wife met Wade.
You would never think that he even skateboarded. You look at him.
No, all he wanted to do was talk shit on living in San Francisco. He's just like, why would you live there? It sucks.
Fucking hick. I love him.
Yeah, I love him too. I just known him for too long. Was there anyone better at skating a fucking mini ramp than Wade? Like the spine at Antioch skate park?
I skated his ramp. I remember when I first got on Sync. At the time, you know, we were with, you know, Dogtown, and Dogtown was in SF, you know, with Fosto and Jim Muir. And I remember we had to go in the van, the old team van. It was like me and Ronnie Bertino and Wade Cards. And we all went to his ramp, his mini ramp in Danville. I remember to pick up Wade. Fuck, that was the first time I, you know, really skated, you know, a mini ramp or watched him. It was insane. The city, it was a spine ramp. It was insane.
Right.
That guy was so good. I know.
I always tell this story. When we would go to the San Jose Corey O'Brien Indoor Park, we would pull our car
up. Yeah, I love him.
And you could hear the tail smacking spine. And you knew by how loud it was.
Wade.
It was either JJ or
it was
Wade. Yeah. They would just be... Gack! Like all they would do was try to make it as loud as they could. So sick.
We were all in, like, me and JJ, like in his Dogtown part.
Yeah,
you can see it's me and him, me and JJ in it, and we're chewing and like hanging. But we used to always do like the tail smacks and everything. Everything had to smack. Like you'd go off a curb and you would smack.
Yeah, authority.
JJ's so big too. It's like, crush.
I don't know who was louder, JJ or Wade. They both
It was that's a tough one, but I guess Wade could do it in more repetitions quicker. I guess you would say smack and smack. JJ would build up for the authority one, you know.
Yeah, the weight coming through, like power, man.
So good.
Did you ever go to Joe Lopes' ramp?
Yeah, I went to Lopes' house. Man, that guy was awesome, man. I hung out with Lopes. And, dude, that dude was killer. He was a good dude.
He was on Confusion when that was Phil's first board sponsor. So I barely got to, like, I would never say I knew him, but I got to, like, experience, like, a time where I, like, was around him. And then he died shortly after. But like,
yeah.
Man,
yeah, he was awesome.
Legend in the East Bay with the
ramp.
He
ripped too, man. He had the best ollies on vert.
Yeah, an invert.
Best ollies. My God, he was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I remember he used to roll. That's when he used to cruise around in the Volkswagen Rector van. That was Lopesy. He had that, and I rode around in that with him and him and Wester, Jay West and JJ, because they were, you know, they were the little Groms that, you know, grew up under hanging out at Lopes's ramp.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, he was killer, dude. That dude was awesome. I liked him a lot.
What do you think, like, the best thing you ever saw on a skateboard that you were there for?
Jesus. So many things that different, like, I don't know. There's a lot of things. The best things depends at what point my, you know.
Something that like just made you go, that didn't fucking happen. Like fucking Alan Peterson transferring at Vancouver skate park the wrong way. Like this huge gap. You're like, no way.
Yeah, AP.
Yeah. Like
I talked to AP not too long ago on video conference. Yeah, we talked to each other.
Is he still in Australia?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was it was funny. He was telling me the story. He's like, he's all, man, I just had to tell somebody. He's all talking about how he got free sushi, and like he went into the sushi place restaurant, he was eating, and then he said, oh yeah, and then I just walked out with these people and I was acting like I knew them. He's like, so he did like a dine and dash or some shit. And I don't know, he's funny. He's way into baseball.
Yeah, I know. We give each other shit. He's a Dodger fan. Yeah.
I was like, dude, because he's so close from Visalia.
Yeah, but it's still the right. He's on our side of the grapevine. So I was like, no, you can't go over on that other side, dude. You could.
Yeah, that actually rooted in what? In in the Bronx. Did it actually start in Brooklyn?
Brooklyn.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
Giants and Dodgers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that shit. I don't remember it. I wasn't there, but I remember that shit.
How was that? You went to that memorial for Grosso up at, where was it?
It was in
Mammoth.
Mammoth Mountain, yeah. Yeah, me and Cardiel and Joey Trache and Jay Jesse and Cran.
Right.
How is Cran?
He's not doing good. Yeah, it's fucking killing me.
I love that guy.
I know, he's the best.
So good.
He's in an induced coma, and so I know he's just healing, and then they're gonna pull him out. Like, that's what's gonna happen. But yeah, Jason and Alex both came back, and they're like, dude, they had such a blast with you, that because those are my homies.
Oh, it was fun.
Yeah, they were telling me, like, you guys just
Cran didn't even know it was me. He didn't put one and one together. That's what Jason was saying. Yeah, I was sleeping in the bear box, in our campground, because I didn't have a tent. Yeah, so damn. I had to sleep in the bear box, which was fine.
Yeah. You rode your bike up there?
Yeah, me and Cardiel, and Jay. So what happened was, at like 9 in the morning, me and Cardiel left SAC. And we rode to Watsonville. And then as soon as we got there, it was like 5 minutes, we were at Jason's house. Uh-huh. And then we got on our bikes and we were out. And we went the wrong way for a while, I think, like 100 miles or something. Then we had to backtrack another 100 miles. But yeah, we motored it. We muscled it all the way that whole day, me and Cards. So we went from SAC, Watsonville, to Yosemite. Yosemite Park. We rode through there, then the backside, and then got on 395 to
That's Mammoth. A kick-ass drive, man. It doesn't get better than that. Like, that's...
It was fun.
The backside 395 is kill. I love it up there.
Oh, yeah, but they were working on it when we were on it. It was like midnight. They had a curb where they paved the slow lane. So it was about that much higher. I was doing 100 and I changed lanes into that. Boom, knocked all the weights off of my rim, my front rim. I hit it like 100. So fucked up my shit. I think I blew out a seal on my fork.
Have you ever crashed your bike?
Yeah, my old bike I did. Yeah, I laid it down at like 70. It's funny too, because I got plenty of practice on falling, so I'm pretty good at it, I think.
Yeah, so. That's what Jason said, because Jason crashed his in Santa Barbara, and he's like, dude, there was a truck coming and it all was slow-mo because I'm a skater, and I just turned my body, and like, he was like,
yeah,
dude, you're going like 70 miles. What the fuck? That's insane.
That's how it was for me. It was crazy. I was like, I remember my bike was washing out. I'm like, everything's going slow. And I'm like, okay, all right, here we go. And I just fucking slid out. I was probably going like a high 40 something by the time, I lay down and I hit concrete or asphalt or whatever. Just slid a bit, yard sale, had to pick up my clutch and some other shit, and then continued on.
Huh? Oh, you're all right.
Yeah, nope. I just got a little, hamburger on my arm, and my helmet got rashed.
Wow.
Other than that, it was.
Imagine people driving by like, what? The?
I was just loose, I just went loose.
Okay.
Yeah. And it wasn't bad, because I didn't get thrown. It just got washed out. Wasn't bad. It wasn't anything to worry about. I mean, I had a shift with no shifter knob, was broken off, but I had to continue on. So I just continued on to my destination, which was a gas station at the airport to get cigarettes for my dad and beer. Then I rode back home.
Damn. What kind of music you cranking? Do you got a good song for ending this thing?
God. Wish I would have known that. Let's see. I don't know. I got a bunch of different ones. There's I listen to all kinds of different music, from Tower of Power to fucking reggae. I got a lot of reggae in when I was with Cranny and them on that trip. I'll tell you that much.
Him and Joey love it.
Yeah, holy shit, it was nonstop.
Yeah, I go on trips with Cranny sometimes, and being the driver, like, I like reggae, but I don't really like it while I'm driving at night.
I need
like,
something. It's like you want to fall out.
I was like, I need Highway to Hell, bro. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Give me some Sabbath. Let's think. And I like Irish folk, like crazy Irish music, you know, like the Pogues. And,
oh, yeah. I love the Pogues.
And then there's another guy I like a lot. His name's Christy Moore.
Christy Moore.
That guy's awesome.
Okay.
The City of Chicago. That's a good song he does.
Okay.
And it's about the coffin ships during the potato famine of 1847. You know, when the Irish were escaping because the English took all their food. Britain had came over and took all their food, so they were starving. And so they were coming over, and a lot of them didn't make it on these coffin ships, they called them. Because it was just like, it was your death. You're going to go to a new world, to America, but a lot of them weren't going to make it. Right. A lot of them didn't. That's a good one.
You ever watch the... You watch TV shows at all?
No, I don't watch TV, not much at all.
There's this one that it's got a lot of like Pogues music and stuff, and it's all about like Irish gangsters, like back in the day.
Irish mobsters.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
Yeah, I don't watch TV, man. I don't know. I just can't do it much anymore. But I just get to watch documentaries and how to's. How to be
like history. Learn shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't learn shit in school. I never even went. I was cutting all the time, going skating.
Yeah.
Me and Cardiel used to cut. We used to cut, and this guy Devin Ryerson, and he would pick us up because he was out of school. He'd pick us up, and we would like he would pick up Cardiel because he lived in Grass Valley. He'd pick Cardiel up and LOP. And then they pick me up and we go to like Benicia for the day, you know, got school. It was always fun. And then it was good, clean fun. Cards is rad. He's an entertainment for sure.
He's the best. It's John. Yeah. Mm-hmm. As Jake would say, JC.
Mm-hmm. And then Christopher Rayson. It's so rad. His middle name's Ray. Shout out to Rayson. Yeah. Chris. Love Chris. Yeah. Chris is a good dude. He blames me for his drinking, but I ain't buying it. I didn't do it. He's like, you got me into drinking. Oh, no, I didn't. No.
he's semi-pro now.
That's what I heard. I quit. I've been drinking 20 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, good for
you. I just
got
burned out on it. Huh. Yeah. I was bartending, and I was drunk every day.
Yeah.
Doing the old sugar boogers, and I just got burnt, and I was like, fuck, I can't do this anymore. Yeah, it was hard.
It leads to something else, right? It's like,
well, it's just hard. I could see that it wasn't going to be too good. I was always a good drunk. I mean, happy go lucky, entertainment drunk, did idiot shit, you know?
Yeah.
Entertainment for sure, I guess. But yeah, I just couldn't do it. It was just, you know, it was going to that point, you know, where it could either go down dark.
Yeah.
So I quit. I just quit. I said, fuck it. I had to bartend still while I was sober. That was brutal.
That seems tough. I quit like 6 years ago, but like the first
year. I had a beer.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago with Hensley. I had a beer with Hensley at his show. Yeah. But I mean, that was just a Guinness.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, with this one here, same mark that he's got, the old Flying Elephants.
Ah, sick.
That's our idiot scooter drinking club, the Flying Elephants.
Have you talked to Jason Adams lately?
No, I seen Jason at one of in Reno. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's doing good.
Yeah, I think he just went through rehab and like.
Yeah.
He's off it too. So.
Off the sauce.
We get older,
we had some
man.
Fun times.
Yeah.
Me and him. We were me, him, and Bronch. Well, one time I showed up at their house and I grabbed the mower that they had. I got running And I started mowing everyone's lawns on like 11th Street or 10th Street or whatever they lived on. And I remember, and then I started getting paid by all the neighbors. They were buying me 18 packs. And like, so we got all this free beer. I just mowing away. I kept mowing down the block. Yeah. Fun times.
Dude, how cool.
And then watching North Shore, if you ever talk to Jason, ask him about North Shore.
The movie?
Yeah. We seen Turtle at one of the conventions at trade show. Me and we followed him around the whole day. He was so bummed. He turned around to me and Jason. He's all, dude, I was acting in a movie. Well, come on, Turtle, man. What's up, man? Bro, come on, dude. What's up? Trying to ask him about, hey, come on, man. What's up with Chandler? Come on. He's like, dude, this guy sucked. Following him around the surfing area of the train show.
No way.
Yeah, okay. That was fun.
Yeah, talk to that. Well, man, thanks for taking the time. Is there anything we didn't touch that you want to talk about or anything like that?
Nothing really. Just keep living.
Yeah.
We never know how long it's going to last.
Dude.
And how fragile.
Every day I'm reminded of that. We're losing too many rad ones. It's
always the good ones.
Yeah.
That means I'll be around for a long time.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a good one, I guess.
I don't know, man. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'm going to talk to JJ in 2 days, and then I'm going to go to Hawaii next week and visit Chris, actually.
Mm-hmm. So, oh, go to JJ. Go. Oh, feels so good. Oh, oh, JJ. Feels so good. That's a good story there. That was me and Wester and JJ and his girlfriend. He was pissed. He was pissed. Let's just say. Feels so good. And Steve the cat. Ask him about. No, it wasn't. Yeah, Steve the cat. JJ, some bum was in JJ's house, and when they got home, and he's drinking wine, just sitting in there. He's like, "What are you doing in the house?" He's like, "Steve said I can move in." They're all, "Dude, shut up." Steve the cat. No, he's a nice young gentleman. Yeah, I got some wine. And JJ's all, "Get the hell out of here!" Well, yeah, Western JJ, and the mini trucking. I remember riding a mini truck with those dudes. First time I went to Hayward or Castro Valley.
Castro Valley.
Hang out with Ferdinand. And
oh, Ferdinand was the best too. He was so
same
good.
With Coco was the best too.
Oh, yeah.
I used to skate. I skated like the casting ponds.
Yeah.
And with Coco. Fucking ripped. Bombing hills with Coco. Coco's a beast.
Yep.
Shut skates.
Yeah, from New York. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's the second maybe Thrasher video and the Hell Ride. They go to like, I think either Australia or Europe, but the whole video is Coco just annihilating everywhere they go.
Oh, yeah. That's how it was.
Yeah.
Just so killed sick. It.
Yeah.
And listening to, was it, God damn, what was it? Oh, King Diamond. Those guys were always listening to it. Back when Joey would rock King Diamond all
Merciful
the time.
Fate.
Yeah.
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 Arco so shit. Weird. Yeah.
Yeah. Arco. Love Arco. Sagadek. 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 I seen him at that in Mammoth.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was there.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
We're doing a little China Banks documentary because apparently he discovered it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, oh. There I was. There I was. I'm just kidding.
They talk in. Oh, no, there I was. You know.
Arco's the best. His stories are so funny. He's a good storyteller.
Yeah, he is.
Well, dude, it was good catching up. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, reach out anytime. Stay in touch.
All right, my man. Good speaking with you.
Yeah, you too. We'll take it out of here to the City of Chicago song.
Cool. And tell JJ he needs to come here and help me with my dad's boat. He offered it. He hasn't showed up yet.
Yeah. Well, I'll get on it. Maybe I'll cruise up with him. It'd be cool to check it out.
Yeah, we can go take you out on the boat. Got a couple boats.
That'd be fun. Okay.
All right, brother.
Take care of yourself,
spring
man.
Break. Woo!
Yes, spring break. Woo! Good seeing you, man. Cheers. Thanks.
In the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal. '47 was the year it all began. Deadly pains of hunger drove a million from the land. They journeyed not for glory, their motive wasn't greed. A voyage of survival across the stormy sea. To the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal. Some of them knew fortune, some of them knew fame, more of them knew hardship, died upon the plains. They spread throughout the nation, they rode the railroad cars. They brought their songs and music to ease their lonely hearts. To the city of Chicago, as the evening shadows fall, there are people dreaming by the hills of Donegal. Pushing on in the city of Chicago, as the shadows fall, there are people dreaming of the hills of Donegal. Donegal.
What do you think about that then, Joe Brolly?
Thank you for listening to another episode of Talking Schmidt. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Anchor, Spotify, or anywhere you get your podcasts. When you subscribe, you'll get notifications every Tuesday of new episodes the minute they become available. Also, please leave reviews and a 5-star rating. It's the best way to help the show grow. All of the episodes will always remain free, but if you would like to help support the show, you can do so at talkingschmidt.com. Where you can pick up some merchandise like t-shirts, beanies, hats, and stickers. The website has an entire archive of all of the episodes, with extra photos and videos. Email us with any suggestions, comments, or ways that the show may have improved your life at talkingschmidt@gmail.com. All interviews are conducted, edited, and produced by Schmitty. The intro music is Mary's Cross by the band Nature. A very special shout-out goes to the executive director, Cheryl Camisa.
Shout out.
Love it!
This is Talking Schmidt, where the Rolodex is deep, but the conversation is deeper.